Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the April 2nd, 2006 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. Tonight's program is one for the ages. My patient, Doug, joins us to share his story of what he did to beat bladder cancer with natural medicine. Stay with us to hear Doug tell why he chose to use natural medicine for his bladder cancer and exactly what he did to help his body beat it. Let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next few weeks. Next week on April 9th is another Can't Miss program. My patient Ellen joins us to share her story of battling with chronic cystic acne, fatigue, frequent colds, sinus problems, mood swings, and severe monthly menstrual cramps for over 10 years. Then what she did to overcome all of these problems with natural medicine. Then in 2 weeks, on April 16th, my patient Elsa will share with you how she cured herself from the incurable autoimmune disorder called systemic lupus with natural medicine. Then in 3 weeks, on April 23rd, physical therapist Dawn Issa will be joining us to share her expertise about bladder problems. Bladder incontinence is a common and embarrassing problem as we age. Tune in to learn what you can do to help and prevent the symptoms of bladder incontinence with specialist Dawn Issa. Then on April 30th, I'll be playing a program 2002 when my patient Karen joined us to share her story of how she suffered from the worst case of psoriasis and eczema that I have ever seen. She dragged herself into my office and she looked like a burn victim. The skin covering her whole body was open, beet red, raw, bleeding, and weeping of a foul-smelling honey-colored serum. Her legs and feet were swollen to twice its normal size. She was in excruciating pain and constantly itching. She couldn't sleep a wink and was totally exhausted. She had taken the most powerful medication conventional medicine had to offer without any effect. Her condition was so bad that she thought that she was dying. Tune in to learn what we did to help Karen eliminate chronic psoriasis and eczema from her life with natural medicine. Again next week, beating chronic allergies, fatigue, frequent colds, sinus problems, menstrual cramping, and mood swings with Ellen. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature Science Integrity. Nutrix Hawaii produces the bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. Divita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and Jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Stay with me to learn what natural medicines Doug used to help him beat bladder cancer right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pbchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Doug is joining us to share his incredible story of how he beat everybody's biggest nightmare, cancer. To be more specific, bladder cancer. Doug, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Doug, when were you first diagnosed with bladder cancer initially, and what treatment did you receive?
I was diagnosed with bladder cancer in December of 2004. And I was treated by the installation of Mycobacterium bovis, which is commonly known as BCG, a form of chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. So you got chemotherapy in December 2004, and then the cancer returned. When did it return? In May?
Yeah, I believe it was in May.
May 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. You came in to see me in June 2005. Why did you decide that you wanted to use natural medicine to help you fight the cancer now?
Because I needed to find a way to assist the chemotherapy treatment. In other words, to speed up the healing and curing process, which at that time I did not know if there was one.
Mm. Why did you decide to seek my advice?
I decided to seek your advice after hearing about you from my neighbor and my friends. And actually, I really didn't know what was really involved at that time.
Mm. What were you looking for from natural medicine?
Well, Dr. Uchida, to be really honest with you,
mm.
I did not know exactly what I was looking for in natural medicine. Or yes, perhaps a way to fight this cancer, or simply fight back.
Mm-hmm. I guess you had told me in the last visit that when you were diagnosed with cancer, your friends would come over and they would say, you know, you gotta fight back. Did you understand what that means?
Not really, and I was really puzzled with that phrase of fighting back, you know, and it was really an unanswered question, because there'd be many nights when my wife and I'd be talking, and I'd bring the question up about fighting back, and it always seemed that there was never an answer to that question.
Mm.
You know,
how do you fight cancer?
How do you fight cancer? You know, what could I do to myself?
For myself
to fight this dreadful disease.
Mm.
And I was more confused, depressed, and I don't know, whatever else that you can call or mm-hmm. think about, you know.
Mm-hmm. I guess that was maybe the hope from you, that maybe natural medicine could provide you with something that you could do to help fight the cancer.
Yes, because in the back of my mind, I knew that there must be something. There's got to be something. And at that time, I really did not know that this was an alternative to what treatment that I was having at that time.
Mm. Did you have any idea what natural medicine was?
No. like I mentioned a little earlier, that I did not know, and to be honest with you, I had no idea as to what it was all about.
Yeah, you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's right.
You had no clue what natural medicine was and what I would be recommending to you.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. At our first visit, Doug, we discussed a lot of concepts, yeah? What do you remember most about what I said about nutrition, specifically in diet?
Well, what I remember most is that what you had mentioned was that nutrition and diet was was weakening my immune system. And that's how come I was in that state, you know, of what I got, because of the weakened immune system, and how nutrition and diet could strengthen it.
So poor diet and nutrition can, one, weaken the immune system and allow cancer to develop, and two, though, if you have a healthy diet and good nutrition, that can benefit you and maybe even fight against the cancer.
That's right.
What diet did I recommend to you and why? Do you recall that?
Yes, very clearly. You recommended the whole and raw food diet. The whole and raw food diet, because it provides the vital nutrients that one's body needs and that's antioxidant, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes.
You said it perfectly. That's exactly what, when somebody comes to see me with cancer, that's exactly what I explain to them is, according to science and medicine today, what vital nutrition is to the human body is basically summed up with four words: vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants. And the foods most concentrated in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants are fruits and vegetables, basically raw fruits and vegetables. What did you think about that when I told you that you would be eating more raw fruits and vegetables, Doug?
Well, first of all, I come to my mind that I'm here to listen, to take your advice, and do exactly word for word for what I've been told by you.
Mm.
So if you told me that I have to eat raw fruits and vegetables for the rest of my life, I would do that.
Mm.
You know, and like I said, you know, I found this alternative and this method to fight back, and I'm going to continue to do so.
Mm. So you were serious, yeah? Because you just told everybody that you would do whatever I told you.
That's exactly right.
If I told you to do something odd, you would be doing it.
Yeah. You know, at that point in time, you know, being in a state of depression,
mm.
you go to someone who has the authority to say things to you, to make you to do things. You're not going to second guess or even question that,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Yeah,
you know?
Because, well, your concern was that, one, you had bladder cancer, right?
That's right.
Did the doctors tell you your prognosis about your bladder cancer, Doug?
Well, he said that it wasn't good, and that the type of cancer that I have has a high rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime when you hear things like that, you know, it really makes you wonder, and you really get concerned.
Yeah.
You know, but one thing that he had told me was that I was probably fortunate that we caught this thing at the early stage.
Mm. Was that in December of 2004?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got the chemotherapy, and then it returned again,
yeah.
though, in May of 2005.
That was the most depressing part. And actually not too much surprising because of what he had mentioned to me,
mm.
that this thing has a high rate of return. And when it does return, it becomes more evasive.
More,
you know,
aggressive
and invasive,
worse.
You know. So, you know, it's just plain simply bad news, and it's very depressing.
You fight back.
Definitely.
Okay. What you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, let's say. Would you just mention that to the listening audience?
Yeah, the was mostly raw fruits and things of known vitamin contents, you know, like flaxseed and what certain vegetables and fruits contained,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I thought that was very important to know that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You also ate a lot of vegetables?
Do you mean before I got cancer?
No, after.
After? Oh.
With your treatment.
Oh, with my, that's all I ate. I was like a rabbit. because that's exactly what you ordered, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
that raw fruits and vegetables provide the vital nutrients that the body needs.
Yeah.
And I can never forget that.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, every time I sit at a table and I look what I gotta eat, I hear your voice talking to me. You know, so how can I, you know, not do?
You're a good patient, Doug. But that's important, what Doug is mentioning, because when somebody comes in to see me with cancer, that's a serious thing. So we treat it seriously. So the medicines that we use seriously, we don't have chemotherapy that we can use that is quite powerful, or radiation, but we do use, what we do have though, is the power of nutrition. And when you eat raw fruits and vegetables, you save all the vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants that is in them. But when you cook fruits and vegetables, you kill all of the enzymes, most of the vitamins, and most of the antioxidants. You can't kill minerals because they're already dead, like their iron and zinc, but you kill all the other good stuff.
Oh, yes, I remember distinctly what you had told me about applying heat to food. You mm-hmm. know, like when you cook it, that, you know, you kill all the things that your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason,
yeah.
I've turned to all these raw stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to cancer, you know, mm-hmm. I guess I had this thought in my mind as I was, well, not only my thought in my mind, but as I was told, you know, that when you get cancer, you know, it's sort of like a sentence.
A death sentence.
A death sentence.
Mm.
I mean, because I never know you existed or if there were other things that you could do.
Besides chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
Yeah, besides that, you know.
Yeah. Doug, I want to just talk a little bit about nutrition a bit, because that leads into something else that we're going to talk about later. I had recommended, actually the United States federal government recommends that we eat 3 to 5 servings of vegetables, 2 to 4 servings of fruit every day. But back in 1984, the World Health Organization recommended we eat 5 times that amount of fruits and vegetables, mainly because they understood that the world was getting more polluted, that cancer was going to become more common. And in fact, in 1985, in America, only a third of us died from cancer. As of last year, was the first time that more of us died from cancer than any other disease. So that's what the World Health Organization was looking at when they recommended that we eat 15 to 25 servings of vegetables and 10 to 20 servings of fruit every day.
Dr. Uchida, for myself, I think it's maybe 3 times that amount.
3 times that amount. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a bit. But I didn't only tell you you had to eat fruits and vegetables, right? You eat other things. No. Are you eating fish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What else do you eat besides fruits and vegetables?
Well, on Sunday morning especially, my wife made me a treat. She makes a egg omelet, you know, egg, scrambled egg. I mean, the omelet with organic egg and onion and perhaps tomato. But she makes an omelet for me on Sunday morning. That's a treat.
Mm.
And since... you said it was okay for me to eat poi. Well, she's busy mixing poi for me, and I have dinner. I have poi for dinner once in a while too.
Mm. And you eat fish how often?
Oh, fish maybe 3 times a week.
3 times a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other meat besides fish?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely no meat at all.
Okay,
the only kind of flesh that I eat is fish. And okay. Do you know why, Dr. Uchida?
Why is that?
Because that's what you recommend.
I knew that was coming, but I know the listening audience didn't say. Okay. All right. Was the diet hard for you to do?
No. Let me explain to you this. It's sort of like a long answer to this question. At first, I felt that it was going to be a very difficult task. But, you know, as I left your office, and even before I got in my car, and you know how far that is from the office to the car and the elevator down to the parking lot, I said to myself, this is it. No more coffee, meat, chicken, turkey, hot dog, spam, and all processed food. And the biggest one of them all was no more drinking beer. This was my favorite thing. No, not hard at all in this diet change. I was determined to do whatever it takes to get rid of this illness. As to how long I stay on this diet, first of all, I found my answer to fighting back. And believe me that I am more than ever determined to be on the healthy diet for as long as it takes to get rid of this cancer and probably stay on even longer.
Thank you. That's well said, actually. And thank you for mentioning the foods that you gotta eliminate. Because you can eat all the healthy things that you can. But if you keep eating things that are bad for you, that's going to negate all the good foods that you eat. So the processed foods, number one, like cookies, cakes, pies, pastries, noodles or pasta and bread was all eliminated. Plus the meats, plus beer And that was, you had asked me a question, right, that first visit?
Yeah,
about
I asked you a question, you know, and I actually lied to you when you asked me how much I drank. I just told you, if I remember correctly, it was only two or three. But actually, to be really honest, and I'm not ashamed to say this, my wife would buy me a case of beer on Monday, and by Wednesday I ask her, can you buy me another case? So can you imagine how long it takes to finish a case of beer? But anyway, Dr. Uchida, if I may go back to, how long and if I had the easy time with this diet.
Mm.
You know, the driving force that gives me the strength to stay on this diet and not to deviate from it is the love and support that my family and friends has expressed to me. All their love, concern, their kind words of encouragement, and about all their constant prayers for me. To me, this illness is a wake-up call, and for me to go back to my old lifestyle would be much more difficult.
Mm. That's true, though. You know, I mentioned to my patients who have cancer that it's actually a wake-up call and a second chance, actually, to start living, right? Because the previous lifestyle was probably killing you, and now you have a second chance to reverse this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I fully understand. I really do understand the importance of this healthy diet and what it really provides.
Mm. So it was easy for you making this dietary change and this lifestyle change because you were determined to beat this cancer.
Yes.
I'll do
anything. And, you know, this... Like I said, you know, having this thing as a wake-up call, I find out that, you know, for me to do things the easy way and taking the easiest path out is not the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I will always go the way that it should be, even though how hard it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But the right way, the proper way, and the good way that will benefit, you know, my health.
Well said. We talked a little bit about making sure you got enough fruits and vegetables. Now, and you said you eat three times what the World Health Organization recommends.
Well, I'm just exaggerating.
Okay, but it's really hard, right, to eat that much fruits and vegetables. But we cheat in a sense, right, Doug? Would you tell the listening audience how you get in that amount of fruits and vegetables into your diet?
I get all these fruits and vegetables and, you know, into my diet. One way is the juicing process, right?
Mm, that's right.
Yeah, the juicing process. And to give you an idea as to, you know, what's being juiced, you know, my wife makes a smoothie for me every morning with half a banana, pineapple, papaya, orange, grated ginger, and soy milk. So, and the juice, as far as juice, you know, for lunch and dinner, that's twice a day. That all those things, like you mentioned, are all vegetables and fruits. It's all, I don't actually eat that because it would be impossible for me to eat 10 carrots, right? But
that's right. Very hard. Very
difficult. When you juice it, you know, you got all the nutrients and vitamins in there. So the juice consists of carrots, apple, lime or lemon, ginger, garlic, with a combination of greens, maybe parsley, celery, kale, Swiss chard, collard greens, watercress, spinach, broccoli, cucumber, and whatever greens is available in the refrigerator. So that's how I get my
vitamins and minerals, yeah, and fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, Doug will juice anything that is green. I mean, anything.
That's
He's told
right.
me about some stuff that he just throws in the juicer. He just, Doug, you told me you don't care how it tastes. I mean, you're not juicing for taste. You're juicing to live, right?
Do you know, Dr. Uchida, when I first came to see you and you told me, why do people eat? And I said, I didn't have an answer. I just gave you a blank stare. But you looked at me and you, because I guess you knew I didn't have an answer. But I remember you telling me people eat because of their taste. You know, to be honest with you, I don't care what my juice tastes like, what my salad tastes like. I just eat because I know definitely that what's going into my body is what my body needs. You know.
You're eating to live.
I'm willing to live. So my wife tells me, oh, this juice tastes too much garlic or too much ginger. I said, that's okay. How long will it take me to empty 10 ounces of liquid? You know, 10 ounces of juice.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes me a minute.
Yeah.
Or less than that. And it's in my stomach, in my body, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I know that those important nutrients is in me.
That's right. And that's right. Most people out there eat because of taste. But we should be eating to fuel the body, right? To give the body nutrition. And that's what Doug is doing now every time he eats or drinks anything now. So the reason why we juice fruits and vegetables is to increase the amount of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants that we can put into somebody's body, because it's very, very hard to eat, let's say, 25 servings of vegetables in a day, much less maybe we want to try to get in 35 servings of vegetables, let's say. But when you make, let's say, carrot juice, Doug, you had mentioned it would take 10 carrots to make a 10-ounce glass of carrot juice. So that's equal to 10 servings of vegetables right there. And that's how we kind of cheat in getting in these foods and vitamins, minerals, and enzymes and antioxidants into our body. Doug, when we talked on that first visit, I kind of mentioned to you how much of a raw food diet I would want you to be eating, basically as much as possible. 100% if that would be possible, but that's almost impossible in today's world. Would you tell us how raw your diet is now?
My diet, as far as my daily diet?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say maybe 99%.
99%?
Yeah.
You eat very little cooked foods, like only fish would be the only cooked one.
Well,
or you might eat that raw.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got to tell the audience this, that, you know, ever since I came to see you and I saw that list of things that you gave me to eat, and I saw pumpkin and squash, and prior to that, I remember you telling me to eat things raw. So I laughed and I told my wife, how in the world is someone supposed to eat raw squash and raw pumpkin? So just about that time, I had an opportunity to talk to my classmate whose husband was suffering from prostate cancer, and I told her about this doctor telling me to eat raw pumpkin and squash. She says, hey, don't laugh. That's possible, you know. Just tell your wife to cut it very thinly and put it in your salad. Lo and behold, she bought a pumpkin, she cut it very thinly, and she passed one to me, and I ate that. And I says, hey, this tastes good. So the pumpkin is raw. And the only thing that my wife grill is like maybe a Portuguese squash that, you know, has a lot of slime to it. But whatever she grills is done only very briefly, and it's I don't think it's not even half cooked. It's less than that, you know.
Doug, I had mentioned to you, I think you asked me on the first visit actually, about what causes bladder cancers, and I had mentioned to you one was cigarette smoking, the other one was beer.
Yeah.
And I guess that's when it came up, do you drink beer? And you said,
yeah.
It told me 2 or 3 beers a day. I know you must see your friends now, and you know, and you're not drinking beer anymore, right?
Absolutely.
What do they tell you?
My friends would come over, and they won't tell me, but they'll tell my wife, I bet that guy must be the grumpiest guy in Mililani. And my wife would tell him, oh, no? So my friends would tell him, no. Yeah. And my wife's answer to them was that it doesn't bother him. They get beer in an ice box. He buys beers and put it in an ice box for you folks, but he'll never even think about drinking that. Because, you know, Dr. Uchida, if I were to ever do that, you know, I'd only be cheating myself and nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing like food. You know, my wife cook food for herself and for my son. You know, they come over on weekends for dinner. And my friends tell me, I bet you sneak on when, you know, when she's not watching. I say, why in the world should I ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
You're not cheating nobody. You're not fooling nobody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, many times, and I'll keep repeating that I'm just determined to fight this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, and if this is fighting back, you're going to see me fighting back all the way.
That's true. I mean, Doug is doing it the best that I've ever seen any patient follow the regime that I asked them to do, not only with the diet, but other things too. And part of this other thing, Doug, that I want to talk before we go to a commercial break is exercise is very important for fighting cancer. What do you recall about our discussion about exercise and why it's so important?
Well, you mentioned that exercise plays a vital part in recovering from cancer. And that is the only way to strengthen the heart and blood vessels. Also, that exercise increases the amount of oxygen that is brought into the body. Another thing is that cancer does not thrive in a highly oxygenated environment.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise also creates the circulation of vital nutrients to troubled areas, and it also increases the body temperature. For all these reasons, it is of utmost importance to exercise regularly. I exercise 6 days a week. Well, it used to be 7 days a week, twice a day, 2 hours a day, but I was advised by you to cut it down because I was losing too much weight. But right now, I exercise about an hour and a half every morning before breakfast, and my day starts off about 4:30 in the morning, 4:30, quarter to 5. But the way how I got this thing set up in my mind is that I'm pretending that I'm back working again. So you know that when you go back to when you're working, regardless of how you feel in the morning, lazy, tired, or whatever, you must get out of that bed and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how I feel. And, you know, I do all my exercise indoors, so there's no reason to have been rained out.
That's right. Can't use the bad weather that we just had. But can you imagine that? I mean, most times I'm trying to encourage people to exercise. I had to tell Doug that he was exercising too much. Doug was exercising literally 2 hours every day. And Doug, how much weight did you lose, by the way?
Actually, according to my bathroom scale, at one time I weighed 176 pounds. And today, on that same scale, I weigh anywhere from 134 to 136 pounds.
So you lost about 40 pounds.
Yeah, so I used to wear a size 36 pants, a tightly fitted 36, but today a 32 is very loose.
And that's why I had to ask Doug to maybe not exercise so much, because he was losing quite a bit of weight a lot real fast. But like Doug was saying, bringing oxygen in the body is very important because that's going to kill cancer cells, as well as the fruits and vegetables have a lot of oxygen in it, which kills cancer cells. But oxygen and fruits and vegetables also make the body more alkaline, which cancer cells don't do very well in. We're going to have to go to a commercial break. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Doug will be right back to tell you the outcome of his battle with bladder cancer right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrex Hawaii, DeVita Natural Skincare, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Doug has been sharing his incredible story of how he beat everybody's biggest nightmare, cancer. To be more specific, bladder cancer. Doug, a question came up during the break. One was on the juicing. You drink 2 glasses of vegetable juices every day. But what is in 1 glass of vegetable juice? It's all mixed up, right? You just toss everything in there.
Well, what my wife does is she puts all these items in a juicer. And she, so what it does is just grinds it up. Carrots, apple, lime, or lemon, ginger, garlic, with a combination of greens, parsley, celery, kale, Swiss chard, collard greens, watercress, spinach, broccoli, cucumber, and whatever else
you can
green
find.
Green is available. So, so they're all...
All together.
All together.
And you know you're not doing it for taste, because that can't taste very good.
No, definitely.
It goes down.
Like I mentioned, you know, that I'm not eating or drinking for the taste.
Okay. Doug, is the glass 12 ounces?
No, it's a 10-ounce glass.
10-ounce glass. You do drink that fruit smoothie, though, in the morning. That makes it 3. Because I told you at the beginning, first visit, to get an A-plus on the juicing, you got to drink 3 glasses of vegetable fruit juices every day. So, Doug, some people out there might be wondering, did I ever guarantee you that you would be cured from cancer with, you know, doing this treatment?
You know, I can still remember what you had told me. And actually, to be honest with you, until you finish your sentence, the third thing what you told me, I was going to, you know, in doubt. When you told me that, you know, I cannot cure you, I cannot heal you, and then I looked at you, and I was just about to say something, but then you said, there's only one person who can heal himself, and that is you. And lo and behold, there's nothing more than that in terms of truthfulness. There's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely
true.
True. It's absolutely true.
Yeah, because I can't do it for you.
That's right.
Only you can eat the food, drink the juices, do the exercise.
That's right.
We also discussed at that first initial visit, Doug. We crammed a lot in there, and I know there's a lot to think about, but we also discussed mental attitude. What do you remember about what I said about positive mental attitude?
Well, you know, you mentioned that having a positive outlook attitude has a strong influence on the immune system. It is important that my family and myself keep a positive outlook towards the treatment that I am undertaking. There should be no negative remarks, feelings, or influence, even as much difficult it was not for me not to have that feelings. And I'm just grateful that, you know, I have my wife and my family who supports me to the utmost.
Mm-hmm. You know? Your wife has really done a lot for you. I mean, she cooks. And she's become a great cook too, yeah. Not that she wasn't before, Mrs. Akabi, but cooking healthy foods now.
Yes, sir. What I'd like to share with you, Dr. Uchida, that my wife is a cancer survivor too.
Mm.
You know, I think that for people who's listening tonight, they know that she is a survivor. So she sort of understands what I'm going through.
Mm.
But probably at in her time, I probably never even, you know, like I say, understand anything what was going on.
Mm.
But, you know, having someone to care for you is of utmost importance, I think.
Mm. On December 22nd of 2005, you called me. What did you tell me over the phone?
I called you to tell you that I had a follow-up exam with my urologist and that he said he could find no signs of tumor growth. And also that the spots on my blood vessels in my bladder were gone. And I don't know, with all the excitement, I don't know if I said the right thing to you or not, but I can't remember the exact words that I used when I called you.
Yeah, well, you just told me that, you know, they couldn't find any cancer.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically what you said.
Yeah.
But that was the best Christmas gift that I had ever had.
Oh.
I don't know how about you. I'm sure that was a pretty good gift
for you,
too.
That was great
for
all of myself and my grandchildren and my entire family and friends.
So you guys really had a great Christmas this year.
Yeah, it was definitely just great and wonderful.
Doug, why do you think you responded so well to the natural medicine treatment?
Well, I strongly believe it's because I followed your advice to the T. Number one, diet. Number two, taking of vitamins and supplements in a timely manner as requested, without fail. Exercise and rest, and positive attitude. And basically, the two rules that you have placed upon me, and I don't think I don't think if you know what the rules are. But I'm going to tell you.
Yes, tell me,
those
please.
Rules are the do's and don'ts.
Okay.
And that's what I abide by.
All right. What would you like to tell others who suffer from cancer?
I would like to tell them that there is hope and cure. Have a positive attitude. Never give up. That there are people who care and love you. Be determined to fight back. It's a known fact that cancer can be defeated. Read books on causes of cancer and the methods, ways, and things that you can do to fight back. And my personal opinion is that one should share this grief with others so that they can have all the support. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that, you know, people should know, because we should share all our happy moments and sad moments as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's well said. And Doug, you're a good spokesman. The main reason is because, you know, you did it, right? You had cancer, was bad. The oncologist wasn't very positive, and you don't have cancer now. But are we stopping just because the cancer went away?
No, definitely not.
We actually are stepping on the gas pedal even harder now. Yeah.
Because
once it's gone, you want to keep it gone, mm-hmm. right? So Doug is still following the treatment, but we're going to give it another maybe year or two, and then we'll decide what we'll do from then. But for now, Doug is doing exactly what he did from day one.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about this experience with natural medicine and cancer?
You know, you taught me so much, Dr. Uchida, in such a short period of time. And I am ever so grateful to you. That knowledge that I have gained from you is so wonderful and great that my heart and mind is bursting at the seams to spread this information to others.
I'm glad that you're willing to talk to other people about your success, because, you know, I can't talk about treating cancer because I never had it. Even though, you know, I may have some information that can help people, but people will listen more to somebody who had it and who doesn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to say something on a spiritual level too, Doug. You got about a minute.
Yeah, so
you can take your time.
You know, I as far as the spiritual aspects of in this path to healing, to me, I think it's very important, you know, to share. And like what my pastor had talked about on your message the other Sunday about determination, about how Jesus healed this paralytic individual. These two men were so determined, they even climbed on top of his roof, bore a hole through his roof, and lowered this man down. And that message is, to me, I think, is the determination that one needs to have that strength to be determined to do these kind of things. And all these things come from the power of our Creator. And I'll never, ever forget to pray for others who's in need,
mm-hmm.
and constantly have fellowship with the Lord. I think that is very important. You know, and yesterday's paper, they said about prayer doesn't work. Well, I don't see how, in my opinion, I don't see how in the world can any human being judge the strength of our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
I think it's totally impossible, and to me, I think it's insane,
mm-hmm.
to have make a statement like that.
Amen.
I forgive everyone if I quoted it wrong from the paper.
Mm. Well, Doug, well said. I thank you for joining us tonight.
Just one more thing,
okay.
I like to emphasize. I subscribe to the Peel Center for Christian Living, Positive Thinking, and he sent me a magnet to stick on my refrigerator. The secret of life isn't what happens to you, but what you do is what happens to you. So I think the emphasis is do.
That's right. Well said. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the program and learned something of value. Please join me next week. My patient Ellen joins us to share her story of battling with cystic acne, chronic fatigue, chronic allergies, sinus problems, mood swings, and severe monthly menstrual cramps for over 10 years.